Good morning and welcome to our K-State Research and Extension Report. Today featuring Frontier Extension District 4-H Program Assistant Jessica Flory. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
How are you today?
I am excellent. How are you?
I am doing well.
Good.
We've been talking about babies.
That's right. I am due January 29th and I'm very ready.
Well, excellent. Excellent. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Let's talk a little bit about Citizenship in Action. That's a pretty good 4-H program.
It is. And, you know, I just think about what's going on in our world right now. And I think this is an excellent thing for our youth, ages 13 to 18, to be participating in. So we call it CIA, and it stands for Citizenship in Action. And usually, in a good year without COVID, the kids actually get to go to Topeka, and they get to stay right across from the Capitol, and they get to actually go into the Capitol, and they get to sit in the House. In the Senate, and they get to be put on a committee, and they debate a bill, and they take it to the floor, and they vote on it. They really get to learn how the sausage is made. It's how, you know, what we talk about with policy, how a law becomes a law, which is really good for them to understand. I think a lot of people don't understand our government and how it turns and how it actually works. So the kids actually get to have a live simulation of how this works. This year, it is going to be virtual, so it will look a little differently. But I think they are going to, again, do a live simulation of what our legislator goes through on a regular basis. So this is, it's really focused on citizenship, which is one thing that we stress that we do really well in 4-H, is teach citizenship. It's February 14th through the 15th. You have to be 13 years of age by January 1, and you need to register by February 1st. So really, this is open to anybody. You don't just have to be a 4-H'er. So if this is something you're listening to, you're like, wow, that sounds really interesting, please contact your local extension office, and we can help you get signed up for that. One other thing I really want to note that I think is really positive that we're doing with our youth, we're doing these, and I know they're going to do it at CIA this year too, is we're teaching a different format of how to discuss policies. You know, we've always kind of lived in a world where we debate policies, where there's a right and a wrong answer of how we should do things. And we're teaching more of a deliberation type of form, where we come to the table, we all kind of agree on these type of ground rules, that we're going to respect each other, that we're going to listen to each other, that we're going to, you know, open our minds to other ideas. And then the kids discuss the issues. Let's throw an issue, gun control. Our youth are discussing these issues, and they have to kind of draw some set conclusions together with all mixed views and kind of come to some conclusions and then put some policy into place. It's really great stuff, and I think it's just what our world kind of needs right now. So I really think this is a really great thing, and if you have any questions, give us a call.
All right, and phone number?
385-229-3520. Okay. That is the Ottawa office. Okay. And they'll be able to direct you your call any which way or for any county if you want to talk to a different county. So,
well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meritus Saint Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gal.